Join the Wide Whale team May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for part one of our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident, where we will look at the tour and move-in life cycle stages. We've built a data set of 400,000 Google reviews from residents of hundreds of top multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Using AI and topic sentiment analysis, get a unique perspective on resident preferences. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community. That's widewhale.com/data.
Tamala Koval put out a post and tagged several individuals. The post is basically a quote from securityindustry.org, and it says that cybercrime is the greatest threat to every company in the world. And while I largely agree with the fact that cybercrime is a huge issue and is a threat to organizations across the world or around the world, I think that the deeper issue, at least from where I sit in the world and the things that I think about and the things that I read and the things I expose myself to in the business climate or in business ecosystem, is that the bigger threat to companies across the world is outsourcing our thinking to machines and thereby losing the reps that are necessary to keep critical thinking skills sharp. And let's think about this for a second. A lot of cybercrime is facilitated by things as simple as someone tailgating one into a company, right? Literally walking through, physically walking through the door, and then walking into a particular office in the building and saying, hey, I'm from the IT department and we're doing this update to a machine. And can I sit and can you tell me, and can you, right? And the person who's giving up access is not critically thinking about this. Well, show me some credentials, or I've not heard about this particular thing happening today. Are you doing it, like asking questions for why that person is in the building in the first place? Or
this episode is brought to you by Wide Whale, the reputation partner for BH, Avenue 5, Trilogy, and more. Join Wide Whale on May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for event number one in our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident. We will be looking at in-depth topic and sentiment analysis from 400,000 Google reviews from residents of the largest multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Throughout the series, we will report on resident preferences and trends found in reviews by life cycle stage, retention, residency, and for our first event, tour and move-in. You'll leave with insights to optimize your operations, creating better resident experiences and driving better reviews. Put your dollars to work in the right places. Hear it directly from the source, the words of 400,000 residents. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community in virtual events. Attend live or watch on demand. That's widewhale.com/data.
You get a phone call, and the same sort of thing happens over a phone conversation. Or I've worked in organizations where the chief executive officer in the company was the number one violator of phishing scams over email. Literally would click on all of the bogus and manufactured emails that would come across promoting this or promoting that or promoting whatever. And then all of a sudden there's an attack on the system because the lead person, now that's not an indictment of the lead person. It's just, it's all levels of the organization, right? Where people come in and they attack your infrastructure, your technical infrastructure, and they commit cybercrime because you let them in the front door. You gave them the password. You gave them the credentials. You clicked on the link that allowed them to get into your infrastructure in the first. Or we don't critically think through things like the Internet of Things. And when you set up community-wide Wi-Fi and that being an access point to unlock smart locks in an apartment building, I mean, there are all these entry points. And when we start to get edge computing, where you have little computers that are on the outside of your critical infrastructure, they become access points to the infrastructure itself. So I do agree with the statement that cybercrime is the greatest threat to every company in the world. Agree. The bigger threat is our ability to think critical because we've stopped doing the reps of critical thinking. We've outsourced our thinking and our thoughts to machines. We let them do the drill and we sit back and we do whatever. Oh, the machine's taking care of that. Oh, the machine's taking care of pricing. Oh, the machine's taking care of ad facilitation and marketing messages and branding, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, you're here to work on my computer to do some upgrade or update or whatever. Okay, great. What do you need? Boom. Something happens in the company. So I agree, but let's not lose the reps that are necessary to keep our critical thinking skills very sharp, especially as you enter into a world where cybercrime is a threat to an organization. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.